Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's abridged scripture reading begins in verse 25 of John chapter 8. Then they were saying to Jesus, "Who are you?" Jesus said to them, "What have I even been saying to you from the beginning? I have many things to say and to judge regarding you. But he who sent me is true, and the things which I heard from him, these I say to the world." They did not realize that he was speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus said, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am, and I do nothing on my own, but I say these things as the Father instructed me. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him." As he said these things, many came to believe in him. So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, "If you continue in my word, then you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Truly, truly I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. Now the slave does not remain in the house forever. The son does remain forever. So if the son sets you free, you really will be free. The one who is of God hears the words of God. For this reason, you do not hear them, because you are not of God." The Jews answered and said to him, "Do we not rightly say that you are a Samaritan, and you have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon. On the contrary, I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. But I am not seeking my glory. There is one who seeks it and judges. Truly, truly I say to you, if anyone follows my word, he will never see death." The Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, and the prophets as well, and yet you say, if anyone follows my word, he will never taste of death. You are not greater than our father Abraham, who died, are you?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, 'He is our God,' and you have not come to know him. But I do know him, and I follow his word. Your father Abraham was overjoyed that he would see my day, and he saw it and rejoiced." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly I say to you, before Abraham was born, I am."
Jesus' assertion that he was the Son of God incited fury in the religious leaders of his day. Yet his explanation to them so many centuries ago helps those of us who are believers understand how to act like God's children today. He spoke his Father's words to the world, and we were given the same assignment: go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Christ did nothing on his own initiative. Sonship requires surrender to the Heavenly Father's authority. The Son spoke as the Father taught him. We should rely on the truth of God's word, not our own wisdom. Jesus did what pleased the Father. God's children no longer live for their own pleasures, but seek the joy of obeying their Heavenly Father. Christ pursued the Father's glory, not his own. In the same way, we're to humble ourselves and exalt the Lord in our thoughts and behavior. And he knew his Father. Like Christ, believers have the same privilege of intimacy with God. We are God's children only because of the faithful obedience of his Son. Christ opened the door for our forgiveness and adoption, showered us with blessings, and demonstrated how we're to walk in faith. Now, we're to follow his example.